Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're continuing on in the Rambam, Sefer Shoftim, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Parakei, trying to figure out exactly the Gedarim of Dinei Chutz Laretz. So here I'd like to combine two different halachos, Tezvav and Tezayin, because I think they're much more understandable with your permission in light of one another. The first is about Grama, and the second one is about Mesira. It's the same halacha. Same halacha in the sense of the same psak. The Rambam says, Dinei Gramos, Einon Kiknasos. Then the Rambam says, V'chein is always in the Rambam, not and, but likewise. In other words, by the very same conceptual mechayiv, V'chein din ha-moser mamun chaveir, afal pishlo asa maisa, govino so dayan echotz laret. So the Ketz of Mishnah and the Radvaz, point out already on the previous halach about gramos, that it's not just grama, but it's actually garmi, which is a slightly different topic, a little bit beyond their scope for now. But the point is that this is indirect damage. The classical Gemara is from Bava Kamma and Tzadi Ches, where the Gemara discusses the case of Raphim and Ravashi, a person sorif shtar chavero beyalduso. Shtar is a piece of paper. A person burned the shtar. So the psak halacha was, and this is in Bava, right? So that there was gevia, what the Gemara calls Guvainu Ma'alya, and the Kesef Mishnah says is that, Nivcheres, that's Min Ha'idis, Piron Gamur, of all the money that's in the star. Now, you didn't take that money, but what happened is, if you destroy that star, right, in effect, in consequence, right, that's what we mean by Gramos, in effect or in consequence, that this person is not going to be able to collect that money. Oh, so that becomes the key, the linchpin, if you will, to the next halacha, afal pish lo asa maisa govino so dayane chutz la'aretz, right? The Kesef Mishnah points out, he says, that's the whole idea. Why would you think for a moment that Moser is not subject to din and chutz la'aretz? It's a famous story where Rav Kahana had to run for his life because he, dealt a very, let's put it this way, harshly with a masur in chutz la'aretz. So why would we think that that's, something where wouldn't be subject to the Dayanim of Chutz La'aretz? So the Kesef Mishnah says that that's the whole idea. Afa Pishlo Asa Maisa, that let's say the guy, who's the Masor, all he did was, sort of pointed in a certain direction. The Akum came to him and said, where is this guy keeping his money? He didn't, no save no saying biyad. He didn't even open his mouth. He just, points to a cabinet somewhere. So he would say, oh, that's like a knas. He didn't do anything. So how could we be done that case? So, shalom asamaisa, that's like a knas to punish him. So he says, no, it's not a knas. It's not parallel to dinei knasos. We're done in Bavel. So I think that's really the pshat for what the smichos aparshios here, so to speak, in the Rambam is all about. That's why we talk about grama, and according to many of the nosekelim, garmi as well, right next to Musar. The whole question is, did you do a Maisa, did you not do a Maisa? And the answer is, it doesn't matter, right? Whether or not you did a Maisa or not a Maisa, it doesn't make it a Knas. So the halacha of Garmi, the halacha of Grama, or the halacha of Hamoser Mamun Chavero, is not a Knas. And despite the fact that in all of these cases, you could say, Shaloha Samaisa, what did I do? I burned a piece of paper. I didn't, steal $1,000 or whatever it is, right? I burned a piece of paper. Or I pointed in the direction of a cabinet, right? But the point is that these are damages. They're not contingent on one, whether one actually did the maisa. And since it's not a knas, this isn't, a short tam, your onus and mefata or whatever. This is, an actual din. This is the din that somebody who's a moser mamun chavero, right, will be subject to certain penalties. A person who caused damage, al yedei grama, or garmi, is subject, to certain damages. So that is the din. That's not a knas. And that's what the Rambam says. He goes out of his way to say, Ava pi shaloa samaisa govino so dayani chutzar. That's why, in my opinion, he puts garmi and grama right next to moser.